It'll be a 31-yard field goal for sophomore John Dustin. Bazawa to hold. Good snap, good hold. Kick is blocked. Into the air, grabbed by one of the up men for Atlee. And the interior lineman is going into Hanover territory. He will finally be caught, Mason Cooper, at the Hanover 40-yard line. Block kick and a 40-yard return. Second down, we'll call it 6 yards to go. 7:45 clock running. Hand off, Woody, left side, big running room, 30, 35, 40, midfield, foot race, he's gone. No one will stop him. Touchdown, Atlee Raiders. We welcome you into another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. You just heard two calls from our game of the week a few moments ago. First, big special teams play for Atlee as they block a field goal attempt for Hanover, who had intercepted the football at the Atlee 30. And we're looking to pounce and take advantage, and the ball was knocked high into the air, and Mason Cooper came down with it, and the big man went rumbling, bumbling, stumbling for 40 yards. For a brief moment, I was talking to head coach Matt Gray on our postgame show tonight on the game of the week, and he's like, yeah, for a minute there, I thought maybe he could take it to the house. He was caught from behind, but a 40-yard return for Cooper set Atlee up at the Hanover 40. They scored, took a 7-0 lead, and the defense did the rest. Hanover just could not get anything going tonight. Atlee with holding Hanover to under 200 yards of total offense. Clifton Woody with 145 yards, including the sealer. And you heard that, too, the 84-yard touchdown dash. He got a great block from the left tackle, made a move, made two Hawks miss, and then it was off to the races down the near sideline. And Woody was lightning fast. Had the angle and ran away from the Hawk defenders. So congratulations to Atlee. Coach Gray gets his first home Gatorade bath, and he gets his first home win. And more importantly for Atlee, they get to back to 2-2. They get back to 500. We talked a lot this week about our game of the week, about how it's 1-2 teams together against each other. Somebody was going to end up going to 1-3, and that somebody is Hanover. They have a lot of questions to answer. They could not get their offense going. They couldn't take advantage of two first-half Tyler Warren interceptions. And for the second time in 4 years, the Hawks left Atlee shutout losers. And now at 1-3, and looking at the logjam of good teams in 4A East, Hanover has a tough hill to climb when it comes to trying to get their 11th consecutive postseason bid. And it doesn't get any easier because next week, on our game of the week, they're back home, but they've got to handle now 4-0 Patrick Henry. What a fantastic win tonight. A defensive slugfest, if ever there was one. Henrico led 6-0 at the half in Ashland. Hunter Hart scores late. And then if you saw the highlights on the sidelines on NBC 12, the extra point attempt, which had been pushed back due to a taunting penalty on the touchdown run, was no good, not even close, but Henrico was called for roughing the kicker. And they got a second shot at it, and Martinez's extra point was good. And then the turnover by Henrico there very late to give the Patriots the win. They're now 4-0. I fully suspect that they will be joining our Big 12 high school football poll when it comes out Monday night on NBC 12 News at 6. And so the Patriots at 4-0. Now have to go to Hanover. And before Patriot Nation gets a little crazy here, a trip to Hanover is very close and very difficult, no matter if Hanover's down or not. Remember last year, Hanover came to Patrick Henry, big favorites, and PH almost pulled it off. So if there's something we're learning this year in high school football in the Central Region, with few exceptions, and there are still a few, and we had a few of them tonight, anything can happen in certain combinations. And so, therefore, 4-0 Patrick Henry at 1-3 Hanover next week. I hear on paper, you hear it, and you go, oh, man, PH can go to 5-0. But never count the Hawks out. That's our game of the week next week on WHAN Radio and the RVA Sports Network. All right, to the scoreboard. And what a big scoreboard it is. All right, first of all, number one, let's go through our NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. Number one, Manchester survives a game effort from James River. And they get the win at home, 41-34. If I'm a Lancer fan, I'm a little concerned that coming off the big win at LC Bird, where you held the Skyhawks at home to 14, you gave up 34 at home to James River. And Mark Davis and I talked about it on our On the Sidelines pregame show tonight, whether Manchester could have a letdown. And frankly, with all due credit to the Rapids, James River led Douglas Freeman 14-10 at Freeman with 8 minutes to go in the game a few weeks ago. The Rapids are a good team. But if you're the number one team in the area, I think you win at home by more than 7 points. So Manchester happy to get out with the win and move to 4-0. Number two, Dinwiddie. Let me tell you something. If you are not a believer in the Generals now, I don't know what it's going to take to make you a believer. I was a believer in Dinwiddie after their opening night win over Hanover, and Hanover's opener, our radio game of the week opener, I know it was Dinwiddie's second game. They put up 48 at James Monroe, 57 at Hanover. They go home, put up 70 on Caroline, and then tonight they go to Myrner Field, and we were thinking, okay, number 11, Hopewell, Ronnie Walker, Cameron Hill, this could be good. What might happen here? Because Hopewell's a legitimate state contender in 3A, Dinwiddie in 4A. And the Generals just roll. The only reason why the final is 63-21 is that Hopewell scored their three touchdowns when the game was way out of reach. And the Generals made a huge statement tonight. They move to 4-0 on the season, and God bless everybody that's got to play Dinwiddie the rest of the way. I know Central District's good. Thomasdale, Meadowbrook, Dinwiddie still got some tough tests ahead. But if they play as opportunistically as they played tonight, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we talk a lot about Dinwiddie's offense, but I think it was going back to our last podcast on Wednesday. I said I think Dinwiddie's defense is actually what's going to be tested and what's going to be needed. And boy, did they come up tonight. Mm-mm. Big win for the Generals. Number three, Hermitage scores 28 points in the first quarter and never looks back in the Cat Bowl with another win over J.R. Tucker in the battle of two schools that are just a few miles apart, separated by Parham Road and a bit of Hungry Spring. 38-15 was the final. It was 28-8 at halftime, and Hermitage took care of business in the first quarter and cruised from there, and they're at 3-1. LC Bird up early and often, as we expected, and knocks off Clover Hill on the road 64-7, the final score. They got a huge game next week we'll talk about here on the podcast. Number five, Highland Springs, not a problem with Armstrong, as we expected tonight, 73-0, the final score. So the Springers coming off the bye week, they get Carter back under center, they go to 3-1, and they go to Atlee next week. And all of a sudden, that's a really intriguing meeting, because if Atlee's defense can play as well next week as they played tonight, they got a lot more skill players and whatnot they've got to deal with Highland Springs. And, of course, Carter is a bigger threat in the passing game than Clayton Cheatham is. And let me say something quickly about Hanover and Clayton Cheatham. This team has been hit with the injury bug early on. Their top two receivers from last year, Jack Chenault and Kirk Schaffner, both of them have yet to play this season because of injuries. We don't know when we're going to see either one of them. So Jacob Schneider has had to come up big. Sophomore Eddie Robinson has had to grow up fast. Eric McLemore has had to step in. It's tough when you lose so much on the offensive line to graduation. And then, you don't even get to your second scrimmage and your top two wide receivers are out. And for a significant amount of time, that's rough. That's really, really, really rough. So Highland Springs Atlee next week. Oh, my. What a night in Ashland. Matt Estridge was there, had all the coverage on the sidelines. Patrick Henry, 7, number 6, Enrico, 6. Down go to Warriors. And in the battle of the unbeatens this year, the Patriots are winners. They were both 3-0 last year when they met in Patrick Henry's first game in the Capital District in a generation. And Henrico won at home 26-7. So the Patriots, they get the comeback win, the revenge win. They're 4-0 headed to Hanover on our game of the week. Number 7, Lee Davis. They were up at 1:19:10 third quarter, and Verina strikes for 21 unanswered points. And Lee Davis falls from the ranks of the unbeaten. Verina 31, Lee Davis 19, the final score. Lee Davis did not have Nathan Evans tonight. He was not able to play due to what happened last week against Glenn Allen. Lee Davis will get Armstrong at home next week, give him a chance to right the ship, get things going. And then 2 weeks from tonight, they welcome in Atlee. And we'll be there for that game live October 7th, Atlee Lee Davis on our game of the week. Number 8, Monacan is now halfway through the regular season, and they are unscathed at 5-0. Big win tonight at Huguenot. And now next week, they go to Chester. Monacan, L.C. Byrd. Right now, it's number 8 versus number 4. Some of those pole positions are going to change come Monday evening. Number 9, Douglas Freeman. All of a sudden, they're looking around tonight and going, we're the only 4-0 team in 5A South Central. Yeah. With Henrico falling tonight, Lee Davis falling tonight, all of a sudden, Douglas Freeman is the only one left standing unblemished. 4-0, big win over John Marshall, scored most of their points first half, cruised 54-7. The problem is, and we talked about this in the game of the week tonight, is that Douglas Freeman could run the table in the Colonial until their final regular season game against Hermitage and be 9-0 when they take on the Panthers. But a loss there would probably not only knock them out of the number one seed in 5A South Central, but could knock them much further down because they have the same issue Hermitage does to a point. And that is the weakness of the Colonial District. You know, Freeman in the next few weeks is going to play TJ, Deep Run, Glenn Allen, J.R. Tucker. They'll be favored in all of those games. They got to face Godwin. That should be a good test for Freeman. And then, of course, you got Hermitage on November the 4th. But the door is open for Douglas Freeman, but they're going to have to prove this year that they can kick it down and not get to 9-0 and then fall to Hermitage and then lose in the first round of the playoffs. I know it's a very disappointing ending for the Rebels last year, and they're going to look to try to change that. But one step at a time, obviously, there's 5 more games to play before they can think about the Hermitage Panthers. Number 10, Thomas Dale back in action tonight, and no problem against Colonial Heights. 56-7 to final, and the Knights go to 3-1. This afternoon, number 12, Benedictine knocked off Liberty Christian 36-7. The Cadets remain undefeated. Outside of our Big 12 poll, Meadowbrook coming off the bye week after the big upset over Highland Springs. They shut out Petersburg 23-0. Meadowbrook 2-2. Petersburg 2-2. Metoaka holds on late at Prince George and gets the 22-20 victory over the Royals. And Metoaka moves to 2-2. Both the Warriors and the Royals are 2-2 in what's becoming a very clogged 5A South Central. They're in that bottom tier where people are trying to grab playoff position number 7 or number 8, or maybe even better now that Lee Davis and Henrico are coming back to the pack after they lost tonight. It could be a wild last 6 weeks to determine who's going to make the playoffs in 5A South Central conferences 11 and 12. So congratulations, Meadowbrook 2-2, Metoaka 2-2, Prince George Falls to 2-2, Mills Godwin goes to 2-2, shutting out Thomas Jefferson tonight 41-0. Verina with their win over Lee Davis, they're 2-2, and they are all part of that 5A South Central pod. Deep Run gets their second win. Hey, Deep Run's part of it too, and they're 2-2. Two wins in a row now for Hornick and Company as the Wildcats handle Glenn Allen at home 29-12, the final score. Shifting Wheeler to quarterback has made a big difference for the Wildcats. We congratulate them on their win. Glenn Allen, hang in there. You're going to get your first win for your coach. It's going to happen at some point. Just keep plugging, keep striving, keep grinding. Midlothian getting their first win of the year tonight at home, 36-6 at Poates Field over George Wythe. Goochland is still unbeaten, and they rock Randolph-Henry tonight, 48-6. Powhatan is still unbeaten, slipping by Orange at home tonight, 15-13. And Powhatan is part of a jumbled race in the 4A East region between conferences 19 and 20. Dinwiddie and Monacan, obviously. Chancellor and Cortland are always in the conversation. Powhatan is unbeaten, so they're in there. Hanover struggling, and they're looking up at some of these teams. You got Eastern View, and lest we forget Louisa. They are still unbeaten as well. 41-13 over Albemarle. Big win tonight for the Lions, and they stay unblemished too. Private school action this afternoon. Trinity Episcopal knocks off Fork Union 25-14. St. Christopher's gets the win over Norfolk Academy 38-17, so good wins today for the Titans and the Saints. Richmond Christian falls tonight to Isle of Wight Academy, so the first loss of the year for Richmond Christian, 22-14 was the final. And Blessed Sacrament Huguenot with a big win tonight, 44-0 shutout of Kinston Forest. Also around the RVA Sports Network coverage area, New Kent with a great win tonight, shutting out Bruton 28-0. Amelia rolling tonight with a 46-12 win over Cumberland. And King William gets a good win tonight, thanks to our buddy Tom Cunningham at Hank's Corner on Twitter for keeping us posted. King William 33 and Washington and Lee 20. The final in that game. Well, we alluded a little bit ago on Twitter on the RVA Sportsnet. Who are our big three team performances for week number five? And my nominations for the top three performances of this week, a couple of them should be pretty obvious. And I'm not so sure you may agree or disagree with number three. But our first impressive performance has got to go to the Dinwiddie Generals. Just going to Myrner Field, taking on a very good Hopewell team, and winning by 42 points and taking full advantage of every opportunity given to them. We knew the Generals were for real 3 weeks ago when we watched them put 57 up on Hanover. Dinwiddie will have to have some serious issues come up and happen, and hopefully that won't be the case. They'll stay away from the injury bug, etc. And they could be fun to watch in 4A. But you know what? Monacan's unbeaten too. And, you know, if those two end up seeing each other in the playoffs, Monacan's going to have long memories because they were favored last year and Dinwiddie beat them and knocked him out early in the first round of the postseason. But Dinwiddie is one of our big three team performers on week five. I think you got to give one nod to the Patrick Henry Patriots. I think most of us, myself included, thought that Henrico had the defense to get the job done tonight, but we also thought Jalen Jones had matured a little bit at quarterback, still a sophomore, but was showing good signs. Henrico had a great last three quarters offensively against Tucker last week to pull away 49-12, and the Warriors just could not get the job done tonight with the football. And credit Parker Davis's interception in the fourth quarter. Credit the fumble that wrapped up the game there very late after a game-saving tackle on a punt return that put the Warriors at the Patriots 35 with about 90 seconds to go. But for Coach Brian Davis and company, I heard him talk on the sidelines with Matt Estridge after the game. He said, you know, matching up physicality-wise, we don't look good compared to most other teams, but we're going to win with heart. And he was not trying to make a double entendre with Hunter Hart, although he did score the winning touchdown. But that team has a lot of heart, H-E-A-R-T, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how much they've improved when we have them on the game of the week next week against Hanover. We had them a couple of weeks ago against Glen Allen, and they showed some good signs, but at the same time, they let Glen Allen score 25 points. I know the last touchdown was in the final seconds and meaningless, but I didn't come away from a couple of weeks ago with thinking to myself, okay, Patrick Henry's going to win a defensive slugfest against Henrico in 2 weeks. But Patriots proved themselves big time tonight. Congratulations to them. 2006, back in the day when we were doing just Patrick Henry football on the radio, that was the last time PH started 4-0. They went 7-0 that year and ended up 8-2 and just missing the postseason. That was a tough season at the very, very end. They had that overtime loss to Deep Run 21-20 on a Monday night, a game I will never forget. And then they lost to Hermitage in the last week of the regular season to miss out on the playoffs at that point. The year before that, they went 10-0, won the Colonial District. And Patrick Henry, last time they won the Colonial was then, 11 years ago. Now, of course, they are in the Capitol. So congratulations to Patrick Henry. And the third impressive performance, my third Big Three team tonight, and this is the one you may kind of scratch your head in, but I'm picking the Lions of Louisa County. Last year, you'll recall, they got a win in the postseason. They came, they made the postseason. They came to Hanover in round one, and Hanover pulled away. And I think, though, Louisa learned from that experience. Obviously, great coaching staff up there. And to win tonight and beat Albemarle by 28 points to stay unbeaten, Louisa is going to be in good position if they can just keep it going. Come 4A East Region postseason time. Now, you know, what the Louisas and the Powhatans and the Chancellors and Cortlands are going to try to avoid is they want no part right now of either Dinwiddie or Monacan in the first round. It's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. And let me say this while we have this opportunity. We are going to sit down this weekend and we are going to crunch all the Virginia High School League numbers in 6A South, 5A South, 4A East, 3A East, and we're going to give you approximations on where we stand in the standings. I don't think the VHSL is going to start releasing them until after next week's games. We're not going to wait. We're going to try to give you the most accurate snapshot that we can of where we stand in the postseason. With, 6 weeks left in the regular season. And the reason why we want to do that is to, we've talked so much about how many of these September games have had big playoff implications even this early in the season. We were talking like that back in week two about how big some of the matchups were and that we, on November 4th, we'd be looking back at September 2nd, September 9th, and even August 26th and go, you know what, that game right there. That game either helped them get the home field advantage for a round, that game missed, you know, helped them clinch a playoff berth, or that loss, you go back and you get a win there and you're in the playoffs. Every game counts. Every single game. So our big three performances team-wise this week, Dinwiddie, Patrick Henry, Louisa. Congratulations to all of them. They all stay perfect here in the regular season. Collegiate finally gets back in action on Saturday. They have a 2 o'clock game up at Flint Hill Academy. So that's a look at week 5 of high school football. Now the question is, let's take a first look at week 6, shall we? So the way the calendar falls this year, you get 5 Fridays in September, and you're going to have practically everybody already having 5 games and a couple of people with 6 games before we even turn the page to the month of October. So next week, VISAA action. Benedictine will go to Bishop O'Connell. Collegiate gets an afternoon home game. They will take on Episcopal next week. Blessed Sacrament Huguenot goes to Brunswick Academy next week. Quantico comes down to take on Richmond Christian. They'll try to get back into the win column. Now, let's talk about our Big 12 high school football poll. Next week, Manchester heavily favored at home against George Wythe, and they would expect to win that game and move to 5-0 on the season. Number 2, Dinwiddie, next week, goes to Metoaka. Metoaka squeezes by Prince George tonight, 22-20, and they find themselves in that big log jam in 5A South Central, a whole bunch of teams at 2-2. And boy, what a statement they could make if they could knock off Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie hits the road next week and goes to Metoaka looking to complete the first half of their season with a record of 5-0. Number 2, Dinwiddie at Metoaka, as we mentioned. Number 3, Hermitage continues their Colonial District schedule next week, and they have a date with John Marshall, so they'll be heavily favored in that game. Number 4, LC Bird, as we mentioned, will host number 8, Monacan. Probably on paper, the biggest matchup of next week. Two teams in our poll. Monacan unbeaten. Would love to finally get a win over LC Bird, but they're going to have to do what Manchester did, so it can be done, and that's get a win down in Chester. Highland Springs next week will head to Atlee. Now, those two teams have had a storied last 3 or 4 years worth of football games, and normally they're about 3 hours long, and you get about 80 or 90 or 100 points and about 900 yards of total offense. But I don't think you're going to see that this coming week. Now, Highland Springs is still, you know, positioned the way they've always been positioned, the way they run their attack with head coach Lauren Johnson. But Coach Matt Gray at Attlee is no Roscoe Johnson. I mean, he's got horses on the offensive side of the ball, and they can put up some points. But you've got to remember, in case you didn't know, Matt Gray was longtime defensive coordinator at Randolph-Macon. Defense is his bread and butter. And instead of watching Attlee be like Oregon, like we've watched the last several years, you know, it's a totally different feel, totally different vibe with this team and a new direction with the program. And tonight, they kind of put it all together and really had a convincing performance. So Highland Springs at Attlee next week could be interesting. Henrico gets back up and tries to dust themselves off, and Verina comes in. This is going to be a very interesting. In fact, this might be the most interesting game next week. Yeah, we know all the intangibles with Monica and L.C. Byrd. We also know that no matter what happens there next week, both teams are playoff teams. Verina Henrico is a different story. Verina in the last 2 years have missed the playoffs, but they've beaten Henrico both years. So Henrico is still trying to get a win over Verina under Coach Glasgow. So this is kind of a mission game for Henrico, especially now that they're 3-1 rather than 4-0, falling 7-6 to PH tonight. Verina, on the other hand, is going to come up with a load of confidence after winning at home against Lee Davis and going, we're back in the postseason discussion. You're not going to have it without talking about the Verina Blue Devils. And so Verina at Henrico next week, I think, is going to be a fascinating, fascinating matchup. Lee Davis, as we mentioned earlier, will try to get back up, and they actually are at Armstrong, scheduled to be at Armstrong next week for a 7 p.m. game. We mentioned number 8, Monacan, at number 4, L.C. Byrd, please excuse me. Number 9, Douglas Freeman, continues that Colonial District schedule, another home game, Thomas Jefferson coming in, and the Rebels will be heavily favored to go to 5-0. Hopewell is going to pick themselves up and dust themselves off, as they should, and they will go to Petersburg for that good old-fashioned rivalry. Hopewell at Petersburg at 7:30, and Petersburg got something to play for. They started 2-0. They've lost two straight. They'd love to get a win over an arch rival because they've got to build a case in 3A East. Hopewell now suddenly finds themselves at 2-2, and they've got to build a bit of a case and get back into a position where in 3A East, if they could, you know, kind of, if they could run the table at this point and go 8-2, then they're looking at a very high seed. But they still got to play Metoka and Thomas Dale and here Petersburg. And you go 6-4, 5-5, and then suddenly you're not looking at as many games at Myrner Field, et cetera, et cetera. So, long way to go. But I don't like to extrapolate it, but so much. But again, these September games are going to mean so much when we're crunching those numbers on the night of November the 4th. Number 10, Thomas Dale, home to Prince George, and Prince George will come in 2-2 and smarting from, I'm sure right now they're thinking, we let one get away tonight. We could have won against Metoka, moved to 3-1, and been in much better position in 5A South Central. Now they're 2-2, and they got to play Thomas Dale, a team who at 3-1 is trying to solidify their case up in 6A South. And so that will be an interesting matchup next week. Also in the Central District next Friday, Meadowbrook goes to Colonial Heights. Colonial struggling big time this year. Meadowbrook hoping to get their third consecutive win after starting 0-2. To be 3-2 at the turn would be very impressive. Mills Godwin will go to Glen Allen. Jags will try to get their first win for Coach Camp. Eagles will try to go to 3-2. And that log jam again in 5A South Central continues. Deep Run goes to J.R. Tucker. Deep Run will have confidence and momentum with two wins in a row. J.R. Tucker, man, they've had a tough stretch. They had a chance to beat Hanover at home a few weeks ago and did not get it done. They played good early with Henrico and then watched Henrico pull away. And now tonight they suffered 28 points in the first quarter and they lose at Chester Fritz. So Tigers are going to be looking for answers. Deep Run's looking at this game going, man, we win this. We're 3-2 at the turn and we have a chance to be talked about in 5A South Central. So Deep Run at J.R. Tucker next Friday evening. Other VISAA game It's actually VISAA versus VHSL. Trinity Episcopal will go to Northumberland for a game next week. Just outside the area, but in our coverage area, Caroline, they had a bye this week. They will host King William next week. Could be an opportunity for King William, the Cavs, to get another victory. Caroline, big time struggling this year. We mentioned New Kent's shutout win over Bruton tonight. They host Grafton next week at 7 p.m. Quantico comes down to take on Richmond Christian. That's a 7:30 kick. Back over to 4A East. Powhatan is at home. They welcome in Western Albemarle next week. That should be a very good game. All of a sudden, James River is looking at what they accomplished at Manchester tonight and saying, you know what? Hey, guys, we can make the postseason in 6A South. I'm sure they've said that ever since the day camp opened. But even in defeat tonight, to go to Manchester and lose to number one by just 7 points, I think the Rapids probably grew up a lot tonight, and Jack Dash and company can look to make some statements here in the middle part of the season. They still got LC Bird to have to handle, but in the latter part of the campaign. But they host Chancellor next week, and that'll give us our first opportunity to really get a good look at a team that's normally in the playoff race in 4A East. Cosby was idle this week. They're home to Clover Hill next week, and the Titans will look for a win to go to 3-2 and continue their discussion in 6A South as well. Goochland will go to Prince Edward and try to stay unbeaten. So there's a look at next week across the Central Region. Games that jump out at you. Number 8, Monacan at number 4, LC Bird. But again, I think Verina at Henrico will be a very, very good matchup. A lot of secondary storylines in that one. And our game of the week has got some very interesting storylines, too. Patrick Henry coming in at 4-0 for the first time in a decade. And they've got Hanover coming in now at 1-3 and looking at their backs against the wall here this early in 4A East. Now, if Hanover can string a couple of wins together and, say, be 3-4 with three games to go and try to get back to the 500 mark, it might be enough. It might not. It really depends upon how much better Louisa continues to do, Powhatan continues to do, et cetera, et cetera. But we look forward to that game of the week next Friday night. All right, so quickly, some other news and notes to get you caught up on. New Super 6 polls in volleyball and field hockey will come out Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, exclusively on Twitter, on those polls a little bit later on at rvasportsnetwork.com. Good win last night, Thursday night, for the boys volleyball team at James River, who knocked off Clover Hill in four sets. Number one defeats number three. Atlee, outside of the Virginia Volleyball Showcase, is still undefeated. Number five, Atlee, beat number six, Glen Allen, on Thursday night in straight sets. So the Raiders will look to rise in the poll. Over on the girls' side, Powhatan gets a win Thursday night. They are number one in our poll. They should stay that way. You got Deep Run, Mills Godwin right behind, Atlee trying to climb up, but Hanover with a big win on Tuesday night over Atlee, and Hanover winning in straight sets over Verina in a game we were at on Thursday evening. And then in field hockey, Deep Run will probably, I would say, stay number one. You've got Clover Hill at number four. You got Midlothian still at number two. Those two teams were supposed to meet this week, and rain got them, and they have to postpone the matchup until the middle of October. Prince George with a good win at Atlee on Thursday afternoon. Poor Atlee. What a snake bit team. They're 5-3 on the season, but their three losses have come to number one Deep Run, number three Douglas Freeman, and number five Prince George. No shame in that. That is for sure. So the new Super 6 polls come out on Sunday night, 8 p.m. on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. The new NBC12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll will be released on NBC12 News at 6. Now, every so often, if there's breaking news, just so that you know this, if there's breaking news on Monday evening, there's always a possibility that the poll release will get pushed back to the 11 o'clock newscast. If that happens, we'll let you know. Under normal circumstances, Mark releases the Big 12 High School Football Poll on NBC12 News at 6 on Monday. Well, we've got golf tournaments getting started, postseason getting underway. Conference 16's already done theirs. Congratulations to Atlee, a second-place finish for the team, and they advance to the 5A North Region. Monday, Conference 20 tournament up at Hanover Country Club. Conference 11 tournament is coming up this week. Conference 3 tournament is coming up this week. So golf starting its postseason as we wind down the days of September. Our next Tuesday night game of the week broadcast will be boys volleyball this Tuesday at Atlee, number 5 Atlee hosting Patrick Henry, a team that has done very well outside of the Virginia Volleyball Showcase. They struggled a little bit there, but they got some wins there too as well. But it'll be interesting to see the test the Patriots can give the Raiders on the road. Atlee looks like that they are a much different team than they were just a few weeks ago. So that will be 7 o'clock airtime on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. So make sure you join us Tuesday night for boys volleyball, Patrick Henry at number 5 at Lee. And we mentioned our game of the week football next week, Patrick Henry at Hanover. All right, my friends, thanks so much for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy college and pro football. We are back with you on Twitter Sunday night with our Super 6 polls. We're back with you Monday with coverage, as well as with the new Big 12 football poll with NBC 12. And, of course, we'll be on the sideline all over the place all next week with lots of coverage of your favorite high school sports across our Twitter network. Thanks a bunch, my friends. Hope you enjoyed Week 5 of football. Week 6 just around the corner, and it's only going to get crazier as this wild 2016 season continues. Until next time, Rob Witham saying thanks so much, and we'll see you on the sideline.